This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Oh, the burdens a great wizard such as myself must bear, lo. But we do all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep things like, oh, I don't know, being responsible for the loss of your fellow wizard's immortality, all bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to work through whatever's weighing you down. Going to therapy has taught me that I don't have to react to every emotion I feel, even though those emotions are valid. Sometimes taking a moment is all you need to respond in a way that's truer to your values. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/magic today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/magic.
Life is full of personal wins, whether it's cleaning your house, getting that dream car, or checking off your to-do list. Winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling home and auto. So give yourself a round of applause. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
People of Earth, of all the fake podcasts in all the towns in all the world, you walk into ours. But until you figure out how to navigate to another page or simply turn your browser or media player off, you're ours. And, like a dad with partial custody and shoddy time management skills, we're going to waste a lot of our time together on fluff and then try to cram in some sort of lesson in the last 45 seconds. Just so you know what's coming. And a week from now, we'll do it all over again. So, go toss your things in the laundry room where I set up a cot for you. Grab a piece of the party sub that's been in the fridge since Easter. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Usador, have you seen Chunt anywhere?
Well, no, not for a few days, in fact. But I wanted to tell you about this beautiful rock I found this week.
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to engage you in a longer conversation.
Oh.
But it is time to... We should probably go out and start the podcast.
Oh, all right. Well, can I talk
also,
about the,
just, I just
can
want
I talk about
check.
The rock on the podcast?
I might cut it out, but we'll see.
All right.
You can definitely talk about it, but I can't promise anyone will hear it.
Okay.
Also, before we go out, I just want to confirm, are you still dead?
Oh, yes. For today's episode, I shall still be in the guise of Dorisu, the fat, meaty sorcerer.
Okay. All right. I'm glad we're starting to do these pre-episode check-ins. I think they're really going to make the podcast episodes a lot more on the rails.
Just touch it. It's so smooth.
No, thank you. All right. Okay, I'm going to spank myself to get up to the table. Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 7 years, 2 months, and 2 weeks ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I used that to upload this podcast, recorded here in the tavern, The Strange Familiar, in the town of Nibblebottom, in the magical land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by...
Thanks. Whoa. Oh, sorry.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, Chunt, you made it just in time.
Yeah, sorry, I've been, I've been run a little ragged, so sorry about my appearance, but I'm here and I'm ready to do the show.
Are you okay?
Yes and no. Like I said, I'm a little tired, I'm a little worse for wear. Arnie, do you know how recently we passed 7 years?
Well, yes, it was 2 months and 2 weeks ago, I believe, off the top of my head.
Around that time, I got a big crate in the mail with a bunch of air holes, and I just now opened it, and you'll never guess what was inside.
A common law marriage certificate.
No, but that's a great weird guess.
Thank you.
Arnie,
like an evil version of you?
Closer.
Closer.
It's my nephew, Clunky.
Clunky?
Yeah, he's here to inject some new energy into the show after 7 years.
Oh.
Yes, we're well acquainted with Clunky. We've known him for a long time.
Oh, Clunky.
I've never met Clunky.
I'll introduce him, but he did request that I sing his little theme song.
Great.
Okay.
Let me get out the paper here that came with the box. Ahem, brahem. He's a darling little badger from way down south. He's kind of sassy with a big old mouth. He's a little bit hunky, a little bit chunky. He's Clunky. Clunky. Sorry, all three of us have to say Clunky together. Here we go.
Oh, okay.
1, 2, 3.
Clunky.
Well, hey, y'all. It's nice to be here.
Oh. Hey,
hello
Clunky.
Again, Clunky. What are you doing with that pie?
Oh, nothing. Just letting it cool on the windowsill.
Oh, Clunky.
John, are you sure this is your cousin?
It's my nephew.
Oh.
But that's the thing, Arnie. I don't remember having siblings. And even if I did, why would my nephew be a badger? I'm a shapeshifter. I don't understand. Arnie, can I be honest?
Yeah.
I don't understand what's going on, and I'm flipping out.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Look, he's eating that pie. Look at the jam all over his face. And he just used his tongue to lick off his eyeballs and his neck and chin in one fell swoop. I don't know what's going on, but this motherfucker is up to all kinds of hijinks.
He's a little scrappy, too. I don't like
he's
that.
He's a little scrappy, which is annoying.
Okay.
Well, my ears are burning. And Arnie, guess what? Yours are, too.
Oh, fuck. I'm so sorry.
Oh, too many pranks.
Guys, 1, 2, 3. Clunky.
Clunky.
Guys, I can't stress enough. Fucking say Clunky or else he gets mad.
Okay.
1, 2, 3. Clunky.
Clunky.
Arnie, are you trying to get me fucking brutalized?
Clunky, I finished your homework for you.
Oh, let me double check it. Rip in half, smack across the face.
Oh, ah.
Puke in lap.
How dare you. How dare you slap a human who learned magic? A big
fat meat bag. Oh, that's right. Oh, I'm so sorry. Clunky, whichever your name is, nephew, cousin, if you could just give us a moment. I have not introduced my other new co-host, Dorisu.
I am Dorisu, a sorcerer who's a human who learned magic, like a big fat idiot who wasn't born magical. And now I'm just a big meat sack who does magic.
Puts rake in front of wizard.
Ow!
It went through his foot. I thought it would smack him in the head.
It's not the prank so much as he's constantly monologizing them while he does it that annoys me.
Clunky.
Fuck. Clunky. Dorisu.
Yes?
There's something about Clunky.
Arnie, it's actually me, Usador.
Yeah, I know. We talked about this like 2 minutes ago.
Okay.
I'm a little concerned about Chunt. Like, this nephew of his, he seems to be terrified of him.
Yes, I'm very worried about Chunt. But I'm also worried that Clunky isn't doing as well as he should be in math.
I think Clunky's a piece of shit.
What? It's a child. How dare you speak out of child like that?
I'm not convinced that's a child also.
Oh, really?
Arnie goes to adjust his hat, and it's really Clunky in the shape of a hat. Spit in your eyes.
Oh, God. Clunky, stop telling me what you're doing while you're doing it.
Also, that's barely a prank.
Yeah, it's not.
Speaking of barely a prank, you guys, I cannot stop drinking bear piss.
Oh.
Yeah, you've really been into bear piss recently.
It's quite in bear pissing. Clunky told me to say that.
Yes.
Oh, are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure Clunky did tell you to say that.
That seems like a Chunt thing.
Fine, it was me.
Well, what are we doing this week? Do we have a guest, Arnold?
No, I thought it would be nice to not
have
a guest.
Don't ask Clunky.
Good. And just sort of catch up and sort of, wait, although, it's just, do you guys see over by the door?
I wish I could see that far, but I'm just a big, fat, meaty human who doesn't have innate magical powers.
Arnie, is this another round of your new game? Do you guys see that over there?
I mean, you never gave it a chance. I feel like we could have had a whole spinoff series where I'm just saying, do you see that over there? And you're seeing your amusing things.
Fine, okay. Let's play around.
Okay, well, here's looking the thing. By the door.
I'm not even really, playing it right now. I think, am I crazy?
Yes.
Is that flour over by the door?
Flour? What? Well, we did have a baking bear somewhat recently, so maybe he dropped a bag of flour, but oh my goddesses.
Flour! Flour! Ah, is that you?
I think she didn't want us to see her.
Flour, up here.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey, Flour.
Oh, yeah, so good to see you. Wow, funny running into you here. Wow, this is fucking great. This makes my fucking day.
Yes, it's a pleasure to meet you.
I wouldn't have recognized you because you have that zipped-up overcoat, but clearly at the base of the overcoat is a giant pot.
Yeah. Okay, full disclosure. Last time I saw you, I never left the area.
What?
Yeah, I just been around here, but I keep seeing you guys around. I don't want to fucking talk, so I just been sort of lurking in the shadows.
You've been in Neville Bottom since winter solstice?
Yep.
And you've been avoiding us?
Yep.
Can we ask why?
Yeah, I didn't want to fucking talk to you. You know when you're just not in the mood sometimes?
Oh, okay.
Like you need some space.
Can I ask why?
Why?
Why are you not in the mood to talk to us?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't think you necessarily need an answer to that.
Yeah,
I mean, if that's just something that, like, you look inside yourself and you're like, I don't know, do I feel, like, engageable today? Do I feel like a friendly presence that would be inviting to another individual to come over and talk to me? So, like, every time I'd see you at this table, I would get the fucking worst vibes I've ever sensed in my life. And it just was a real quick, turn around, get out of here.
Does it have anything to do with Clunky?
With Clunky? Who the fuck is Clunky?
Good question.
Also, Usador, I am digging what's happening with your... What?
I'm not Usador. I am Dorasu, the sorcerer.
Okay. Sure, man.
So, wait a second. I want to back up just a second. Flower, you're not
enough room at the table?
Well, you know, sometimes you ever get into a booth and you're like, oh, it's too tight on this side.
No.
Okay. But also, I'm the only human-sized one here except for Dorasu.
Right.
Well, we're all our own sized. That's weird, Arnie.
Well, sure.
I'm the only badger-sized thing here.
Well, not anymore.
Oh, shit. You're right. Clunky.
Clunky.
Oh, he's riding a horse around the bar. Let's listen to that for 10 seconds. He got tired and fell off. Never mind.
It's weird how he didn't say anything while he rode that horse.
I'm shaped like a human with just a single butthole, and I love casting magical spells that I learned at school. Flower.
Yeah.
Flower.
Yeah.
It's really me, Usador. It has been the whole time.
Can I tell you that I fucking know? And that's pretty obvious to me, but I appreciate you telling me because it feels like we now have an open secret.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Is there some reason you didn't come to my deathbed if you were in town?
Sometimes, like, again, don't like formal gatherings.
Sure.
You know, it's like I like it kind of casual on my terms. Also, didn't know about it.
Oh, it was a big deal.
Hey, guys, I'm so sorry to butt in. Flower, were you saying earlier, at first I thought you were saying that you've been avoiding us in the general area, but then it sounds like you've actually been in the tavern several times. Have you been avoiding us in the tavern this whole time?
But yeah, most of the time. I mean, like, it's pretty well known that I like to drink.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been coming in a lot. I take it to go. They give me packaged goods to go. Have you tried the Cabernet?
Is that bear piss? Because Chun's been guzzling that stuff.
Yep. I didn't think I'd like it, but I gotta be honest. It's got oak notes.
I've had a Cabernet egg.
Oh, yeah?
I can take one bite and then I'm done.
Yeah, that's a lot of piss.
Gosh, I'm hearing more and more people talk up this bear piss. Is this the thing where eventually I'm going to start drinking bear piss?
Arnie, don't start because it's so embear pissing.
Arnie, maybe you and I should start drinking bear piss. Fine, I'll go get some at the bar.
Oh, God damn it. So, Flower, I guess I was going to ask you what have you been up to, but I guess you've been just sort of hiding in the strange familiar for months and months. Trying to not...
That's part of it. I've been coming in a lot, just like, you know, when I feel like it. But otherwise, I have a nice little smoothie shack at the base of the mountain.
Oh.
Surprised you've never stopped over there. Like, a lot of blame on me, being like, why haven't you come say hello? And it's clearly I'm running a business at the base of the mountain.
I've been so busy myself. I've been, you know, I've been apprenticing with the local cooper, and there's just been a lot of drama around that. So I'm so sorry that I haven't been to your smoothie shop. Also, I don't like smoothies particularly, so I probably won't ever come to your smoothie shop.
That's fair. You've been spending too much time hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, what's the name of your shop, and what kind of flavors do you have?
It's called Smoothie.
Okay.
Five O's.
Okay.
It's got five O's. One of them is uppercase. And inside the uppercase O is a smaller O. So technically six O's.
So all the flavors start with O?
No.
Oh.
Huh. Why five O's?
I wanted to emphasize how people should say it. Because I wanted people to be excited. Be like, smoothie. Like when you see it.
Yeah.
So all of them have a fruit base, and then I put one dangerous ingredient in there.
Oh, is it always the same dangerous ingredient?
No, it's just whatever, like, the poison of the day is. Sometimes it's broken glass.
Oh, a mixer.
Sometimes it's, like, a road salt. You remember I used to deal with salt, the salt business?
Oh, that's right. I got a lot of leftover
salts.
Salt, the slow poison.
Yeah. Sometimes it's just a snake.
So wait, there's a snake in the smoothie and the snake like pops out and poisons you?
Yeah. Not everything will poison you. It's just everything's going to hurt you in some way.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Speaking of which, here's your bear piss, Arnie.
Oh, yeah. I think I'm going to pass.
You barely touched it.
Good choice, Arnie, because once you start drinking it, it's so embarrassing. Well, let's take a break.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
So, Flower, I'm a little hurt that you've been avoiding us, but it's nice to see you again. You're one of our best friends.
Yeah, it's great to see you.
Yeah, it's good. Like, I think that's why, like, it was meant to be back together this time. Mm-hmm. You know, it's been enough time that it's not too much. But then you're like, okay, this could, we could talk. We could figure it out.
That's great. And it sucks that you didn't show up for Usador's funeral, but did you at least shit Shiva?
No, I didn't. I didn't shit Shiva because, again, I didn't know about it or kind of fucking care a little bit of both, you know?
Sure. Fair enough. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, but I would have.
That seemed to be the general consensus, that people didn't care that Usador died. And now that I, Dorsu, am here to take his place, I guess it doesn't matter. Who cares? Who gives a shit?
Dorisu, can I ask, you know, just being a stupid meatbag human and not a wizard who could, in theory, live forever, do you ever worry about dying or your own mortality?
Yeah, I'll probably die in the next few days, because humans have very short lifespans. So, you know, I think, how long have you been alive? 10, 12 days?
Me?
Yeah.
I mean, at least 7 years, 2 months, and 2 weeks.
Oh, right. Okay, you know, I guess I might live a little longer than I thought then.
You know, Flower, I don't know if we've ever asked you this before, and maybe this is a little rude of a question.
Here we go. Can't wait.
How far along in your life cycle are you? Like flowers, how long do flowers live?
Are you a perennial?
I am a millennial. What? I am not really aware. I don't recognize age.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of like just like seasons. It's a seasonal existence. So it's like depending on my relationship to the weather. So it's like opening up more in the warmer, sunnier weather, kind of closing up when it's cold and the sun's not there. But I don't really have a birthday.
Oh. We never asked you this, I don't think, but do you want to have seeds someday?
Do I want to have seeds? Well, I mean, like, I always have seeds. Do I want them to, like... Thank you!
What are they? What are their names?
No, I have seeds. Like, seeds are a part of me, but do I want to, like, spread them?
Oh, I guess I didn't... I guess I...
I have little seedlings, buds and stuff.
Oh, a little bud.
I mean, I guess we could ask the whole table that question.
Yeah, let's go around and talk about fucking
what's everyone
to
do
shit
with their seeds, yeah.
Well, I'll sit this one out because famously I only had one seed. And,
right.
I use it to make Eggababy, who's now lost to the four winds. But someone else go.
Yeah, there was no cup to hold, yeah.
I mean, I've been jizzing an average amount, but I don't know where it all goes exactly.
Great.
Who can keep track? Like, where is it now? I don't know. Nowhere weird. Here's the thing. Nowhere weird.
Okay, good.
Oh, the lady doth protest too much. It's absolutely somewhere weird.
And we mustn't cut out that pause before he says that.
What about you, Dorkasu?
Well, you know, humans have a short lifespan, and part of their whole deal is the next generation and creating new life to spread their legacy on. But, no thanks.
Should I check out the next generation? Does it hold up?
Yeah, I think it's a pretty strong entry.
Okay. I've just never taken a lot of interest in the next generation because it's like I'm my generation, and it feels like the next generation maybe went on for too long or will go on for too long.
I suppose it's not a thing that needs to be revisited particularly. It was a thing of its time, and, you know, the next generation is of a particular time, and that's the next group of kids.
Fair Discovery. Enough. Listen, I don't really think about it a lot because not knowing, like, kind of how long I'll be around or... where I started, where I'm going, I don't know. It's just not in my periphery. Sort of, I have seeds. I think if it occurs to me that I want to do more with that, then I'll do it. But right now, I just don't feel that pressure. Like, it's just kind of like living my life, making dangerous smoothies, traveling where I will, avoiding my friends.
So do you have all of your seeds? Like, there's never been an occasion where, like, the wind has just, like, picked up one of your seeds and blown it away somewhere?
Arnie.
I'm sure that's happened. Okay, this is a funny story. I choked on one of my seeds one time.
Oh, no.
We've all been there.
Yeah.
Arnie, what?
Do you ever...
Not in a weird way.
Do you ever hiccup and sneeze and kind of fart all at the same time?
Yeah.
Right now? Yeah. Yeah, it was just kind of one of those situations that caught me by surprise. And I was by myself, and I was like, I'm going to die. Because I just like started choking on my own goddamn seed. And I was like, what do I do? What do I do? And I was remembering my first day training that I ever had, like, you know, just to get into know how to survive. First thing I was taught. So I got, like, up against a chair and just started jamming it into my stem, trying to get that seed out, just, like, jamming it. But then I realized that, like, I eat through the roots. So, like, I was like, fuck, it's stuck in the roots, stuck in the roots. And I started, like, banging my roots with, like, broken pieces of a chair, just, like, whacking at it until the seed came out. And then I was like, I don't know how that was even possible, but yeah. I stared death in the fucking face.
What a harrowing tale. You know, Flower, I think in all the years we've known you, so many questions we haven't asked you, I realize now. You said you had first aid training.
Yeah.
Did you have other schooling that we should know about?
Did you get second aid training or third aid training?
Yeah. You know what? I went through all the aid training. I went first, second, third, home base.
Nice.
Went through all of them, figured it out.
Can we go into a little more detail about what you learn in each of those AIDS trainings?
First aid training. Mouth to mouth.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah, because some people seem to think it's different. But yeah, I think you're right about that.
Yeah, I think that's right. Second aid training is like a little bit of fingers.
Sure. Yeah, because sometimes you just got to check out the area and make sure everything's okay.
Yep, yep. Don't be afraid to use your hands. Figure it out. Right. Explore. Mm-hmm. Third aid training is just full on throw your body at the other body. It's body on body. Okay. You know.
This is going to be a weird question. In third aid training, like body on body, but you're still, everyone still keeps their clothes on, right?
Yes. Yeah, it's no, there's no, sliding into home. Because that's safe for home base. And home base is just, is full on penetration.
So like surgery. It sounds like you're saying surgery.
It's like surgery.
Yeah.
It's like
you're getting into the guts. You're getting, you're poking guts. Yep.
Yeah, I am. I'm an amateur doctor. So it's like, you know, just learning all these things. Like, have I performed surgery? Yes. Was it I asked to? No.
And I'm so sorry, Flower, all this time. Should we be referring to you as Dr. Flower?
No, you know what? Like, again, it was a casual training. I'm not officially a doctor, but I have I have performed the activities of a doctor. So more like Flower CMD, casual medical doctor.
Ooh, casual medical doctor. I like the sound of that. That would be an exciting series of plays to go see. Flower CMD.
What about, instead of medical, casual botanical doctor? Flower, CBD.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh, casual really botanical spread, doctor. Yeah. Is that legal?
I think.
The vibe of this show, though, I think maybe it's more of a flower, casual botanical surgeon. Because it feels like this is really more of a CBS type of show.
Okay, okay.
That would just be sort of like a... For the older generation, a little procedural, a little interesting, still exciting, lots of good character development, but a little slower paced.
It really gets my blue blood flowing, I gotta say that.
Yeah, talk about Gray's Botany.
Hawaii 5-0.
Well, as a stupid human who had to learn magic, I think it's very important. That no matter what your profession is and what you've learned, that you follow your joy in life. So I think it's wonderful that you've opened up this new business and are now selling these very dangerous smoothies.
Yeah,
I think that's an exciting new chapter for you.
Thank you. Yeah, I just kind of try to make it work wherever I am. But what about, I never asked you any questions, the rest of you. Like, what's your training? Do you have training? Because, like, I know what I went through, like, of just, it's more just, like, tactical skills related to being a doctor without being a doctor, but like, what kind of training did you all go through?
I have a little bit of training. As a shapeshifter, I did have to learn mouse to mouse, just in case of any emergencies.
And also, there was a donkey version of that as well that you did, right?
Ass to ass.
Which
was famously during my period where I was having a requiem for a dream, and I would just scream that. So I have just a little bit of training, but a lot of it is specific to animals. Dora Sue or Arnie, do you have any training?
Well, I had to go to Jizzle Knob Preparatory School for Young Wizards, the inappropriately named school, where I became a sorcerer. And there I learned a number of things, you know, like Over the Pants was a big one.
Oh, Over the Pants and Through the Woods to Grandmother's House We Go.
That's right. That's one of my favorites. Let's see. We did learn about consent there, signing consent forms before you perform any magic on anyone.
Did you have oral exams?
We did have oral exams, yes. And I did it one time on top of a wardrobe.
Wow.
How were your A's?
A.
That sounds like a nice chest of drawers.
Yeah, on Earth, I actually had an advanced degree. I got an MFA in creative writing, you know. It was fine. Not particularly useful.
Is that why they call it a muffa? Muffa.
Motherfucker.
Ma. Can I just
that
call out
that motherfucker's a creative writer?
Anybody notice that Clunky got in trouble with the owner of the bar and is being forced to paint the whole bar?
Yeah, but he tricked some. He tricked some centaur next to him into painting it. So, Clunky.
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 Sorry, I was late.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Although Clunky's been using some really questionable language that hasn't aged appropriately.
Well, the minute we start banning Clunky is the minute we start banning everyone, Artie. It's a slippery slope.
Let's take another break. Unless you got something better.
No, No, just that reminds me that the thing I tried before the smoothie stand was I opened up a yogurt stand called Cancel Culture. That's all. Let's take a break.
Were you trying to get your stand closed down?
Yeah, it didn't last long.
Mission accomplished.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
And that's when I spent another 5 years learning how to fight with a sword and a shield. Because as a human, knowing magic isn't enough. I have to also be able to do some boring human things.
Arnie, do humans talk about being human as much as I do?
I mean, sometimes. It just depends. Like, if they're poets, sometimes they do. They talk about the human condition.
Oh, maybe Dorso should be a poet. But he wouldn't be aware of it.
Can we hear some of Dorsu's poetry?
Sure.
Should we give you a topic?
Please, anything at all.
Rocks.
Behold, this smooth rock. The smoothest and most beautiful of rocks found just this past week. Touch its surface. Feel its smooth and supple surface. Yes, supple for a rock. Aye, for yes, it is porous and feels so soft in thine hand, even though it still has the density of rock. We love you, rock. Rock, be our rock.
Can I have that to put in a smoothie?
Yeah, sure. Here you go.
Okay, thank you. You said smooth and pour, and I thought, ding-a-ling.
Very appropriate.
Put it in.
Do you do any bubble teas?
Not on purpose.
Just if they get a lot of air in them?
Yeah, sometimes, like, I've poured a drink, and then I've been like, well, there's not enough drink in here. So, like, I put the straw in and then blow into it to try to, like, increase the volume a little bit. Gets a little foamy. So, that's fun. I guess you could call that bubble tea.
Yeah.
Wait, did you also operate that little stand?
Ma-cha-cha-cha?
I did. Okay, see, now you know about it.
Yeah, it was so good. It sold cigars and matcha?
Yep. Every time someone will come up, I say, what's your matcha with you? That was like my fun catchphrase for that particular stand. I try a lot of different stands. You know, I don't really have a good culinary craft, but I just try to, I dabble in it, just like Dr. Tree.
Can I just say there was one stand I saw you operating that I made a conscious effort to stay away from, where I think for like 0.5 rubies, you were giving out advice?
Yeah, that was, I'm a good listener. So I like to tell people, like, what I think about their problems, if they tell me about their problems, and then when they're done, I like to, like, throw a football at them.
You know, it's interesting, Flower, before you told us not to refer to you as a doctor, but I feel like on your stand it would say the flower doctor is in. I feel like you're being a little loosey with the facts.
Yeah, I see what you did there.
No further questions.
Battle Schroeder.
Battle Schroeder.
Well, it looks like Clunky has gotten to a new hijink over there. Apparently, he ate too much food, and now he can't go out on his date tonight. Is he Clunky. Old enough to go on dates? Oh, Clunky, is he old enough to go on dates, Chant?
Honestly, the paper that was in the crate says he's 12, but this motherfucker has the strength of a 45-year-old man.
45-year-old men, famously strong.
Also, when we were on a break, I looked over and Clunky was at the bar like reading over some documents that I think was its retirement paperwork.
Oh, Clunky.
Clunky. He also has the tired eyes of a 45-year-old man. And he has a zipper in the back of his skin.
Are you sure this is your nephew?
What I bet is he unzips that fur, he gets out of it, and like Arnie said, he ends up being your cousin and not your nephew.
Now that we're just talking about things that are weird about Clunky, besides just the zipper on the back of his skin, have you also noticed that he seems to be like looking out of his mouth? Like his mouth is open really wide the whole time.
Oh, Arnie, hold on. You're talking about his mouth eyes?
Yeah.
Yeah, the eyes above his nose are dead and glass and glazed over, but the two eyes inside his mouth are very alert and very, very conniving.
Yeah. I could do that.
He smells really strongly of fried dough. Does anyone notice that?
How in bear pissing.
I did notice that. I was like, I immediately thought, fried dough. And I wished to devour that elephant ear, for it seemed so delicious in my mind's eye, yet I could not have it. Clunky! Clunky, get over here!
Hi, did someone say Clunky?
Clunky.
Clunky.
Clunky. Clunky.
Did you guys notice that every time we say Clunky, he looks to his right slightly and shrugs as if there's someone looking at him?
But yeah.
There's nothing there. Who is he doing that pose for?
I don't know.
Now, Clunky, Flower smelled some fried dough on you, and I want to know if you've been eating fried dough.
Is Clunky in trouble? I had a churro.
I think this is going to be a very special episode of Clunky.
Do you want me to talk to him?
Yeah, let's have a serious talk to him about fried dough.
Hey, Clunky?
Yeah?
What's your fucking deal, man? You just came out of nowhere? In a box?
This immediately went off the rails.
She came. What are you trying to pull on these nice friends of mine here? I have a fucking fuckload of questions for you. And all
I'm
of them
so
are,
clunky.
Where the fuck
I'm
do you
so
get
clunky.
Off, you motherfucker?
I'm so clunky.
No, seriously,
I'm so
unzip
scared.
Yourself, you piece of shit. Take that zipper, zip all the way around your weird fucking body, and I want you to take a deep look at yourself in your own deadless eyes. Can you look at yourself from the mouth eyes into your glass eyes and ask yourself what's your end game here? What are you trying to do? What are you trying to accomplish? Did you think you're going to do it? How long are you going to be around, you piece of shit?
Yeah. Oh, my God. This is... No one's ever talked to Clunky that way.
I'm not afraid of you.
He's just hanging his head. He's defeated.
I've been thrown off a motherfucking cliff, you piece of shit. What are you going to do?
Oh, he's unzipping his... I know this is weird that I'm narrating for him now, but he's zipping off his fur and... Oh... Is that my cousin? No, I don't know who that is, but he's walking out the door. Wow. What a weird guy.
A mystery woman. He looks so weird on the inside, but let's not describe it.
No, I was going to say his costume looked exactly like what he looked like on the inside.
I know.
Why would someone do that?
I know. I noticed the same thing. Here's the weird thing. Still had a zipper on the back. Still eyes looking out of the mouth. Just slightly smaller.
Just that is so... weird.
How deep does that go, do you think?
I don't know.
I think if we keep unzipping, upsetting. There's going to be a dead rat inside.
Probably.
And also, his sweater doesn't say Clunky. This one says DeLonky.
Huh. What does it say, Arnie?
DeLonky. Which DeLonky. I know is a terrible name and hard to say, but that's what it says.
That is what it says. That is
canonically what it says, so we do have to support that and have fun with it.
We all have eyes.
Oh, DeLonky.
Oh, DeLonky.
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 Well, speaking of taking DeLonky home, I have an email here. This is to chuntwith6t@gmail.com. Arnie, do we have time for an email?
Yeah, I think so. Dr. Flower, are you in for email questions?
Oh, yeah, I'll answer it.
So this one is from Isaac Green. Isaac says, hello, I'm a longtime listener of the show from Chicago. Arnie, isn't that where you're from?
Yeah, Chicago.
And have been enjoying the recent Patreon content. Oh, Isaac, thank you so much. My question is for Isidore. Oh, well, he's passed away.
He died.
And Chunt. When did they first meet? How did they become friends? And why? Wishing you all the best and appreciate everyone who works on the show. When did we first meet? You know, Isidore and I have just known each other since, you know, a dog's age. We've just kind of always known each other. And we did become friends. And why? Because we liked each other so much. Dorsu, anything to add?
I don't know. I don't know what the fuck Usador did.
As I remember it from early on in my time here, you guys talked about how Usador knew Chunt even when he was a really little kid at the back of the Vermilion Minotaur. Yep.
Yeah, Otak Barleyfoot, I think, was maybe the catalyst for his first meeting, but Unki Yusi has always been around in my life ever since I could remember.
Well, that's true, because he was a beautiful angelic being in the form of a wizard, human-shaped here on this planet, where he fought for the people who couldn't fight for themselves. He, that brave warrior who gave up everything, who sacrificed his own life to fight for goodness and right in everything that is wonderful in this world. Not just some big dumb idiot who had to learn magic and sticks his finger up his own butt.
There was that one day the two of you were standing outside and it was raining gently. Just rain dribbling down each of your faces. And you store conjured up an umbrella. And Trunt said, "No, I like the rain. It washes away my sins."
Oh, yeah. You know what? I do remember that. That might have been the first time we met.
That was...
I forgot how dramatic it was.
That was sweet.
Yeah, I was there.
Really?
I don't know. Feels like I was.
Oh, you know, I have an email as well. Let's see here. As always, you can email me at magictavern@puppies.supplies. Or if you're a supporter of the Patreon, we get messages from Magic Tavern patrons as well. Here's a question. Hello, Tavern crew. Got a little behind with the episodes due to the holidays, but I just heard you might read emails again. So here I am. I was wondering if anyone at the table has been to visit the new village of Hogsfacer yet. I'd love to hear how everyone like Mayor Banana and Bungary Chubbins is doing from your ever faithful listener, Mason K.
Wait a minute, Arnie, what the fuck? Did you catch what I caught?
What?
That people who haven't caught up can just email in for fucking attention grabs?
Wait a second. Oh, yeah. We should have some kind of test to make sure that they're caught up before we read their emails.
Okay, hey. From now on, if you email chunt6t@gmail.com or magictavern@puppies.supplies, in the subject line, put clunky, and we'll know that you're caught up.
Oh, but they may not have finished this episode. So to make sure they finish this episode, it should say dlonky.
Must it? Arnie, I'm begging you. Must it?
Well, I think we should actually set up a system where if they email this week, it says Delonky. But if they email next week, it should say Elonky.
Yeah, I see where this is going.
I can't wait to get to Spelunky.
Oh, but if you are one of the supporters of our Patreon, you can ask us a question. I don't fucking care if you've listened to a single episode.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yes, everyone's welcome to listen there. And of course, you can email us at all the places that we've said, and you can also tweet at Usador, at Usador the Blue, even though he's dead. I'm sure he's still checking from the realms of Ephesius.
Dorsu, before you die in probably a day or two, how can listeners contact you?
Oh, they can't. My big, fat human eyes are just too dense to take in new information, so...
Ernie, didn't you say that was one of your favorite Earth movies, My Big, Fat Human Eyes?
Yeah. You know, they eventually made a TV show version of it.
How is that?
I don't know. Not great.
Yeah, it's just hard for me to learn things. I'm just fumbling through life like a total dipshit. So I'm basically worthless and a big fat sack of shit.
Well, this takes all the fun out of my job.
But anyway, to get back to Mason K's email, thank you so much for your email, Mason K. First of all, it wasn't Mayor Banana. It was Mayor Manana. Second
thank
of
you.
All... Mayor Manana, I think, is like a pile of goo for a long time, so there's probably not much to catch up with on Mayor Manana.
Wow.
But you're right. We haven't been to the new village of Hogsfacer yet, and it's been quite a while. Do you think, should we make a point of visiting sometime soon?
I think we should. I think we might even be obliged to do so.
Oh. Yeah, Arnie, anything to get away from Clunky.
Well, Clonky's gone.
I'm sorry. Anything to get away... Hold on. Let me take a shot of bear piss. Anything to get away... I can't say it. Arnie, can you say it? Anything to get away from...
Delonky?
Delonky.
Here's the thing. Let's go now. Let's go now so that next week we're in Hogsfacer and we don't have to be here. We can totally skip the week where it's Elonky. And then maybe we'll be back in time for Flonky, which would be pretty fun.
Look out the window.
Which one? Because I saw something fucking crazy out this window.
Talonki is just staring at us from outside.
It might be because I put on the clunky suit.
Whoa!
Clunky.
Clunky.
What are all those little names that are scrolling upward past her face?
Hey, Dr. Clunky, while we're away in Hogsfacer, do you mind staying here and just overseeing Tourmaline Dragonteen in the basement, making sure the Dark Lord doesn't escape or anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, sure, I'll be around. I mean, like, let me just say I can't promise to make all those things happen, but, like, I'll be around.
That's fair. I mean, we barely oversee it or pay attention ourselves.
It'll be fine.
It'll be fine.
I left the door open a couple of times when I went down there, but then I shut it. I remembered later.
How embarrassing.
Guys, we're going to go on a trip. It's going to be a travel episode. It's going to be like the time Family Ties went to London.
What?
What?
Oh, it'll be great. It'll be.
There's
it'll
a family that's tied together?
Oh, I remember this, Chunt. He's going to talk about another one of his favorite Justine Bateman projects.
Oh, yeah. You had a real boner for Justine Bateman from what I remember.
No, that's not what I said. I said I had a real skippy for Justine Bateman.
To the PR and legal defense teams of Justine Bateman, we know, we're working on it. Dora Sue the Sorcerer was played by Usador the Blue, who was played by Matt Young. Three different layers of meh. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Clonky will never be spoken of again, to spare us any further embarrassment. Flower the Talking Flower was played by special guest Brooke Bright. Brooke is hard at work directing the reality TV-themed game Roomerang for the Jackbox Party Pack 9, out this fall. Want a peek behind the scenes of the development of Roomerang? Check out Jackbox's Inside the Box livestream with Brooke and also someone named Timothy Sniffen. Great, they have a Dickensian evil sidekick. The next one being on Thursday, May 26th at 4:30 Central on twitch.tv/jackboxgames. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production with no Patreon supporters. Wait, I'm being handed something. Oh, we got some! It feels good to be wrong sometimes. We apparently have Patreon supporters with names like Jibs and Morty the Pufferdoodle, which, if I'm not mistaken, is the Mirror Universe Banjo and Kazooie. Also, James B. Oblong Prong. That sounds dirty even if I'm not sure why. Corey Long, Victoria Fong, Jeff Mosk, Nick Adkins, love your diet, Nick. Tyson, Lily Allen, with the comment, no, not the British singer, which makes me think, yes, the British singer. Molly Marks, secret identity name if I ever heard one. Jen Jones, ditto. Carla and her son Steven, Sean Wayland, and Hover Ferret, because ferrets on the ground wasn't bad enough. Patreon supporters get two totally new bonus episodes each month. Yes, Jibs and Morty the Pufferdoodle, even you. Plus, in addition to that, we just dropped all of Season 2 of Masters of Mayhem into the Patreon feed. We're crazy that way. That means all the pre-Patreon spin-offs are now on the Patreon feed. Plus, you get ad-free episodes, blah blah blah, where's my call to action? Here it is. To learn more about supporting the show and slurping up all that content, go to patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. This episode edited by Stefan Dranger. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.
Once upon a beat.
Remember those stories and fables that would capture your imagination and you couldn't wait to see how they would unfold? And now, when you read them as an adult, you think, some of these old tales could use a fresh spin. We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remix, and reimagine for the kids in your life today. Join me,
DJ Fu,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as we spin up new tales in the New Kids and Family Podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Yeah. Wondry and Tinkercast are bringing you a jam-packed, music-filled weekly party where hip-hop and fables meet. It's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcasts. Once Upon a Beat.